Yeah, okay, yeah, Jim, yeah, 6 degrees and sunny here, same sort of weather, I guess. But I'm just starting work, so can't hold it. Yeah, you are making it in, not fully quite in, but you are perfectly readable. 7-3, have a good day, G4ZWH.
Very well, yeah, thank you very much for that. You have a good day yourself, and we'll contact you later on. Bye then, for your channel, bye.
Cheers, 7-3.
M7LET, G7VJT Mobile. CQ, hello calling CQ. This is Mike Whiskey 1, Echo India Bravo Portable. MW calling and standing by. Hello CQ, hello calling CQ via HubNet. This is Mike Whiskey 1, Echo India Bravo.
Echo India Bravo, I think it's portable. Good morning, G7BHH.
Yes, good morning to you too. Sorry I didn't catch the call sign. Name here is Phil, Papa Hotel, India Lima. I'll copy over.
Yeah, from Golf 7 Bravo Hotel Hotel. I say again, Golf 7 Bravo Hotel Hotel. Yeah, good morning Phil. Name here is Lee, Lima Echo, India Golf Hotel. QTH is Bob Marigis on the south coast. Yeah, your audio sounds fine. You dropped out a couple of times, but I think you're portable. But otherwise, fine business. MW1 EIB stroke PG7BHH.
It's okay, well, thank you for that, Lee. I won't hold you. I was just... We're in a little place called... Wales, in a Mike Mills, which is on top of the radiator, over.
Yeah, G7BHH returning. Okay then, Phil, you dropped in and out two or three times. You said something about the radiator. Okay, right business. As I say, nice to work you for the first time. And nice and bright and sunny down on the south coast. Wonder what it's doing in your part of the world, from G7BHH,
G7BHH from MW1EIB. It's bright sunshine here, Lee, and the forecast for the rest of the week is going to be quite nice. Okay, I won't keep you, Lee. Thank you for the check. I'm getting the repeater on a reasonable signal. 7-3, Lee. Thank you again.
Yeah, 7-3, Phil. Have a good day. Nice to hear what the weather up there is as nice as it is down here by the sound of things. So, 7-3, have a good day. Look forward to catching you a bit further down. G7BHH clear with MW1 EIB portable. 7-3.
Mike Whiskey 1, Echo India, Bravo portable. Mike Whiskey 0, Romeo Hotel Delta. Are you still there, Phil?
Yes, is that...
I heard you say, is that, I didn't get the rest, you dropped out. Yeah, it's Bob. We have spoken before, Phil. I don't know where you are, Phil, but there's a lot of dropping in your transmission. Middle of a sentence, you just drop out, and then you'll come back in. So you are making it in, but dropping it out as much as you make it in. So it's 50-50. Sometimes it'll stay there clear. I don't know whether you're moving around. I think you said the aerial's on a radiator. You are getting in, but it's not a continuous getting in, Phil. There is a lot of dropping out. What's the QTH at the moment, Phil?
Yes, okay, Bob. The QTH, we're in half an I've turned the power up a little bit. I don't know if that's making it many times, but good to hear you. I wonder how that is, like you said, that would give me a bit more power.
NW1EIB. NW0RHD. No difference at all, Phil. No difference at all. You're still getting a lot of droppage there. A lot of droppage. As though, that, you know, I don't know whether it's... it actually sounds as though you're taking your finger off the PTT and then putting it back on. That's what it actually sounds like, rather than a data problem. That's what it actually sounds like, however.
Yes, sir, okay. I'm pressing a bit harder. Don't know if that's made any difference to you, Bob. People understanding me. But thank you for coming. You're one of the people I was hoping.
Okay, Phil, no, it's not working properly. There's too much droppage. I don't know which repeater you're going into, because I don't know where you are at the moment, Phil. I know you're not portable, I think you're not home in Liverpool. So, yeah, it's a little bit difficult, but you're getting the beep there to say that you've dropped out and what have you. So, it's difficult to say whether it's an internet droppage or whether it's a PTT, just by the way it sounds. But I would more go for the internet droppage or your repeater coverage if you're going into repeater. You're making it in sometimes and not another, you drop it out. So, not a problem. Nice to hear you in there, Phil. Nice to work with you again. Been a while. But you look after yourself, and we'll talk again soon. And hopefully, wherever you are, you get into the repeater a lot easier and a lot better, so you get continuous coverage. I wish you best having sleep for now, Phil, and look forward to talking to you again soon. MW1EIB portable, MW0RHC.
Yes, okay, Bob. Thanks for being patient with me. 73 is going clear. Bye-bye.
Just a quick comment, Bob and Phil. It sounds very like he's keying up the handheld or the radio, but it's got like the timer. The TX timer is maybe set very, very low, so maybe 10 seconds or something. He's coming through MB7ILP, the same as you, Bob. So your audio's perfect, no droppage, so I don't think it's the node or the link that he's using. I think it's probably down to radio settings, to be honest, because he's clear enough when he is there and his signal's strong enough. 2M0BGK.
2M0BGK, MW0. Good morning, Gordon. I had a look. I'm sorry, he's going through, through my gateway. So I know he's within the locality, and your description was far more accurate than mine. That's what it sounded like, as though the actual handheld was dropping on a PTT, which is something I intimated to, but not as well as you. It could well be the timer settings, Gordon. So yeah, I'm sure Phil will get it sorted out. He knows what he's doing. I've spoken to him many times. I don't know where he is. Most probably down in Borth, somewhere down there. That's where I normally hear him, I think. Oh no, hang on, that's somebody else. Normally he's around, he's where he's usually on the screen. But anyway, I'm sure he'll be back in and get you sorted. He's listening to us, and we'll be able to have a better QSO. Thanks for coming in with the comments, Gordon. Whilst I'm talking to you, did you get my last email, Gordon, over?
No, I'll have a look in my junk mail in case it's written there, Bob. In fact, I've not had very many emails, to be honest. Just the usual admin stuff, but other than that, nothing from yourself. Bob, go ahead.
Okay, Gordon, yeah, thinking about it, it might not have been an email. It might have been a message on Messenger. Or the other one. Regarding the DB Mega and trying to get that sorted, I know I heard that